still going.
Yep.
Well, we here.
What's good, Heezy?
I'm good, you know, episode 21.
Episode, we don't know the number of the episode we on right now. We just back at it again. Something about nothing. Y'all miss us? I heard some yeses. Yeah, I heard some yeses.
I heard a lot of yeses. sound like y'all, sound like fun. We got a little fun for you guys today. Hey, Lance?
Yeah, man. We know we just here. You know, it's been a minute since we dropped something. It's been a minute since we, like, we keep saying this. We probably said this like 17 times for the year, and y'all never heard it. But this time, I promise you're going to hear this. So if you're hearing this, that means we kept our promise to each other.
That we're the most inconsistent podcast that you ever heard.
Yeah, man. So, you know, let me just get right into it. So how you been, bro? How you been? How your year going? How's everything? Right now it's like summertime, so, you know, things picking back up. The virus is kind of like
not existent.
Yeah,
not existent.
Kind of like nobody really care about it right now. Like, everybody's outside. We've been on plenty of trips for the year. Like, how you feeling?
I mean, I good. You know, I mean, I okay. And I, you know, past couple months or two, life slapped me in my mouth. But I mean, besides that, there.
Yo, that sounds so violent.
It's been violent, bro.
They like say violent. Life slap you in your mouth. It's just like, God.
No, I thought that was good, and I was just chilling, and I was handling everything I had to handle, and then like, I look left, and then I just hit me.
No, I feel that. I feel
like
that 100%.
I've been good since then.
That's good.
How you been?
Man, like, you know, like in the beginning of the year, I start to like, well, end of last year, beginning of this year, I start to like not know what I kind of wanted to do with my career and with work and stuff like that. And like, just trying to figure out what was next. And I just kind of like, you know, just like, you know what, just like go with the flow. Like, I got a job, I working from home, I able to do stuff that I like to do, I able to spend time with the people I want to spend time with, I able to interact, I able to take trips when I want to take trips. So like, you know, like last year, really put a lot of stuff in perspective. Like, and like, I beginning of this year, I stopped therapy, and then I kind of like did my closing. Because my therapist was like, you good, like you seem good. And I was like, yeah, I'm actually good. Like, even when I get into a space where like I stressing, like
you still
I
still don't think you need therapy too much.
Yeah, I learned like therapy helped me understand how to get out of that space.
Yeah.
So like right now, like I am good. Like I can honestly say this is the best I've been in the last like 5 years probably. Mentally, like I'm good. Like, there's nothing that, like...
We could stop right here?
Yeah, we could stop right here.
Quick.
Yeah, no, because, like...
I never been this fucking... this is the worst I've been in the last 5 years.
And that's how life is, bro.
No,
like,
you go finish. Go ahead.
No, I just say, like... And it's, like, it take work to
but
get
I'm
here.
Good, but this is the worst I've been in the last 5 years mentally.
I know exactly
like, that's so weird. But, like, I'm still okay.
Because... Probably like December 2019 was the worst I've been, but I was still good because I know it was about to switch because I did some stuff that made it a lot harder on myself. Like everybody
because, like,
I quit my job and stuff like that.
So in like little more because back then that was more like financially.
Not even just financially. It was just like a space of like uncertainty.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm about to say, like,
it was just a lot more.
You might be in that space right now. It's like you made a decision or you made some decisions that you needed to make.
Mm.
It was necessary for your life. But when you make those decisions, it put you in a place of like, it put you in a deeper space. But you know you needed to make those decisions.
It gave me, it put me in a deeper space, yes. But then it put me in a space of clarity of completely of what I need, what needs to be done, and what I need to get done, of clarity, because now I'm dealing with, you know, different situations and stuff. So it definitely did, but it definitely put me in a clearer understanding of now what I have to get done. Make sense?
Yeah. No, and that's the same way when I talk about December 2019, that's where I like start to like, because before that I used to always write down my goals, and my goals used to be a lot vague. But then I put specific goals down at that time where it was like, I know I wanted to do this. I wanted to save this much money. I wanted to go back to school. I wanted to find a job that blah, blah, blah. I wanted to, you know, focus on my health or stuff like I made it more specific. And like over the past year and a half, and I would say coronavirus and stopping and slowing down the world helped. But like now today it's just like, okay, I know what I need to do. Like then it was like I was moving too fast, so I wasn't really like thinking. So when I start therapy last summer, when I restarted therapy last summer, it was stuff that I was like,
having the whole world slow down with you.
It helped me because I was not moving as fast. Yeah. So I was able to practice the stuff.
At one point, you felt like you were moving faster than everybody else. But then after a while, the whole world kind of stopped with you.
Bro.
So it helped you to catch up with everybody else. Even if they didn't know that, it helped you mentally in a good space, because then everybody has stopped and didn't know what the fuck was happening for a while.
From 2015 to today, I've lived in three different states. I've had three different jobs per se. Like I've worked for the same company in two of those jobs, but within like a 5-6 year period, I've moved three times. Like, so like the hour that was great for my life, great for development, but like when I look at it, it's like I always was restarting when I wasn't ready to restart. Like I was forcing myself to be good with everything, and it's just like I needed to slow down. Like, bro, we come from an island that is super slow.
You literally wasn't giving yourself the break or the extension you needed. Between changes.
Yeah, like I was just going. Like it was just never a time where I was like sitting back and like
trying to catch yourself fully.
Just like looking
like,
at
just
my life.
Catching yourself.
Seeing what was going on around me, like in my life.
That's like catching yourself for yourself, not for everything else that you witness on an everyday basis, so everybody you come in contact with, but just literally doing it for you. Like,
yeah, and it's like,
I need this.
Yeah, and it's like, sometimes we need to do that. Like, you just need to, like, and like, I ain't talking about a day. It's just a time in your life where it's just like, you just look at everything. Like, even, like, I looked at the past. I look at the stuff that I did in the past. And then I figured out, okay, what I want to do in the future. Like, I'm not saying that everything I have in my head right now, I'm going to do. Like, but I'm more content with life because I know I'm good. Like,
and you know, everything that you're doing in life is not what you're about to do for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So you're content with it in the fact, knowing that like some changes are coming. You know what I mean? Like, you know what changes you're trying to make. So a lot of times right now, you would have been rushing stuff as a young adult, where you're thinking that you're trying to get everything now, but you kind of know that like, you just kind of have to pace yourself and do everything you do and build what you're building brick by brick, and you ain't really rushing everything.
Exactly.
Just like,
because right now, like, I could go back to that same mentality because outside is open. Life is as normal as it's been since March of 2020. Like, you could, like, the only thing that might be a little different is you might go someplace and you might need to wear a mask.
But if you do go back to that extent, I'm going to let you know that you ain't learned nothing in that year and a half that we had to be locked in, because you should never have to feel like you have to go back to it.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. If I had to go back, it would be now, and I haven't gone back.
Yeah.
So I know.
You kind of have a lot more understanding of yourself.
Exactly. Because, like, again, I feel like things are back to normal in an extent. And
as much as it could be,
It could be,
yeah.
And as probably like it's gonna get more too. But it's, I feel like right now is my biggest test, and I have not failed a test. Not saying I won't fail a test, but like
today, learning how to move around all the stuff that's coming back that wasn't there for a year and a half.
Yeah, right, like now. The pressures from us. Like, I even had to be talking about work. Like, I stressed more about work during the pandemic before I kind of understood a lot of this stuff than I am today. And it's just like, I just realized, like, bro, like, even, like, with work, it's just like, why am I stressing over something that, like, I don't have full control? Like, they could be like, I could go to work on Monday and it could be like, yeah, we're going to let you go. Yeah. I don't have no control over that specifically. I just have control of what I'm taking care of. So, like, as long as I know I'm taking care of what I need to take care of, there's no reason to fret. There's no reason to worry about that. That's just, like, that paying the bills, that making sure I got food on the table.
That is part of life. Like,
yeah, so,
like, you just worrying about it, but it's not really a big...
It's nothing to stress
me
about.
It's very meniscal to everything you're dealing with on a regular basis.
Exactly.
But for somehow, it gets in your brain. It could get in your brain and take up a lot of your
And it has. So I know how it can. And it's like... So I appreciate this time right now where it's just like I'm able to just take care of everything I have going on, about to move in to... Dolo apartment.
Yeah. Like, by yourself?
Yeah.
About to be like me?
About to live just like you, bro.
But damn. It's good, though.
We about to be doing this thing, then, man. You know what I'm saying? Living something about nothing. We in a new environment right now. We never record here before.
Never. We in a new space recording right now.
Yeah. So it's just like, I'm excited for everything that's about to come. I'm excited
like,
for everything.
Like easy. Dolo. How was that possible?
He probably don't even know. So you want to tell him, or you don't have to tell him. But yeah, man. So I good. So that's all I gonna say. So you say you doing all right?
Hey, I tell you, like slap me in the mouth.
Right? You slap me in the mouth. Yeah. But today, right now, in this moment, how you feel?
Feel awesome, bro.
Exactly, and I love it, bro. Like we in.
It's, I can't even explain.
And that's good. Like you know. We back, and I telling you, we're going to keep saying this. Every time I got a chance, I'm going to say, y'all going to hear this podcast because I am tired of sitting next to Heezy, talking to Heezy, and the podcast not getting released.
Damn, my boy tired of talking to me and sitting next to me. But we're going to move past that thing.
That's not the part that you needed to reiterate, bro. You needed to reiterate the part of us doing this and not releasing the podcast
because it get too much toxic stuff that Lance don't need y'all to know that he about. So we
you see it you on. See how he played it on me. Okay, speaking of toxic. So I recently shared this post on my Instagram. The post said, "Bro, delete that paragraph and tell that woman bet." You ever been in that situation before?
I mean, I don't know what else you're talking about, but just tell that woman one word, sound like she write a long ass paragraph for you.
So, like, people replied to it, and of course, the woman was like, "Oh, that's toxic behavior. Oh, that's not
what's toxic behavior." Like,
toxic behavior is not engaging.
Okay.
To them.
So she wrote a long.
She wrote an engaged. She wrote something very. Like
she broke down all her
feelings. Yes, and you need to reply similar in her mind. You need to reply exactly similar, or else you.
But what you say in her mind?
Because.
But I mean, if y'all in a relationship and stuff, it shouldn't only be in her mind that you should respond, and that you should just.
You just add another layer. We don't know if they're in a relationship.
Okay.
We don't know nothing. We just know. Literally,
we're just asking.
Wait. Let me tell you. Literally, all we know is. Bro, delete that paragraph and tell that woman, bet.
Okay, so that's all we know about. Do we know what the woman said?
We know
that he said a paragraph. That's all we know.
We know he started a paragraph and we want him to delete it and tell her, bet.
Because there's no reason he should have been writing a paragraph, right?
You don't think so? You don't think man should
have been
writing a paragraph?
No, I never
said that. No.
I
get a lot of...
It depends on his situation because, like, I can't tell a man tonight not write a paragraph. Like,
exactly.
Like,
Because I've written paragraphs before.
Like, I don't know where he and this woman or whoever he's speaking to or whoever they're speaking to, what they have. So, like, I'd be very insensitive to just say, never write a paragraph. Like, you have feelings too. That other person has feelings too. So sometimes they don't want to write the paragraph. I mean, like, I have written run-on sentences, not really paragraphs, but a little run-on sentence here and there.
How much lines on a text message? Because you know the text message lines different from Microsoft Word. So a text message paragraph could be 3 sentences. So what do we consider a paragraph in text message
terms? I don't know, but like I have write a run-on sentence like I told you.
How much lines was it in a text?
It was 1 sentence.
I get that. It's a run-on. You tell me that. But how much lines in the text did it take up? When you hit send.
Like if I have my phone straight or sideways.
If it's sideways, it's 6 words. Go make 1 line. But to be honest, like, the times when I've sent paragraphs is because, like, it was miscommunication. And I'm trying to over-communicate to avoid a disagreement. But the times
Most of the time when I send in more than 1 sentence is because of miscommunication.
Yeah. But the times where I deleted my paragraph is because I know what I was saying was just going to lead to more argument. I don't want to argue.
Yeah.
So I just want to protect my peace.
Because at the end of the day, you weren't even in a situation because you were trying to argue, but then you realize, damn, 2 sentences makes an argument if you write
it. If I hit send on this, I'm going to get a lot more paragraphs.
Yeah.
And I don't want to deal with that right now.
You might get the paragraphs on a block.
I ain't never got a paragraph on a block. They always want a reply, bro. They might block you if you don't reply, but they ain't gonna.
So I don't get blocked because I don't reply. I don't really get blocked, but
I don't get blocked often. I literally have known every time I've been blocked.
Me too.
So it's like
very small though.
Yeah, like very the last time I get blocked was on some petty stuff, and if you're listening to this, you should turn it off right now, because you don't belong listening to this in the first place with your pettiness. But like, I just feel like sometimes, like every time I've deleted a paragraph, I've just been like, okay, what I'm saying is either gonna piss her off more, she's not going to still understand where I'm coming from, so I'm not going to waste my time. Like, okay, bet. Let's end the conversation here. We're going to regroup tomorrow or the next day.
But
if necessary.
But if you have feelings for her, then just send your paragraph and don't feel like you're wasting your time.
No. But that's why I'm saying, like, even then, even if you have feelings for her, you have to understand the situation.
Of course.
Because sometimes, like, we never said a paragraph was a positive paragraph. You could have been talking the most shit in the paragraph. Bro. And you might need to delete that because you don't feel like that for real. You're just upset.
You're going with a positive paragraph.
Say that again. Say that, please. Say that out loud. Don't say that under your breath. They need to hear that. They need to hear how stressful it be when it's time to reply to some of these messages.
I mean, when it just double tap it and put a love on the top right.
That's love. No, that's worse. That's worse than saying bet. Yo,
I don't say bet, though. I don't say safe.
Safe or Irie cool. Or I.
No, I don't say safe or cool.
I just say safe, cool, Irie, bet.
But then they'll say, and I ain't fucking cool. And I'll be like, I didn't mean it was cool. I just tell you, I understand what you're saying.
That sounds like it was a non-island woman.
Yeah, anyway, so.
Yo, this man just called my little question, my son. Wow. Irie, so yeah. So as we say this, fellas, be wise in what you gonna actually decide to post, and not post, what you gonna actually send to a woman and stuff like that, you know? Yeah. So we talk about the other way around. What about if a woman, you send a paragraph and she tell you bet? What are you going to do?
I don't tell her safe.
I mean, hey boy, if I send a paragraph and a woman tell me bet, she never getting a text message from me.
I so you just done, ready?
I done.
I mean, by right, you done, you don't, you
that should, mean, you she done too.
Yeah, for sure.
She done. Woman, right. This is hype, this is stereotypical, but they the more emotional being. So if she
so calm enough to tell you,
I feel she done.
Yeah, for sure. Like, nah, you don't got feels up, bro.
She done. So I feel like if it were ever done to me, that's what they say, you can't take what you dish out. I can't take what I gonna dish out.
You can't take that one more text after that paragraph.
If I text you a paragraph, your fuck better be two paragraphs.
You
gotta send me a voice note, my son. I hate voice notes, so you have to send me what I hate in a moment. You can't send me a bet or a cool. That's so wrong.
She said double standards do exist.
Double standards definitely exist.
Alright, so that's cool. So what double standards that you have that you don't want your girl to have in the future?
What do you mean? Give me an example.
I can't give you an example. I'm asking you a question.
No, give me an example of a double standard.
No, you just tell me double standard exists and you're asking for an example. You know what double standards don't play with me, bro.
I want to know what double standards you specifically talk about, because I could say, I don't want to wear skirts.
Stop playing.
Exactly. So give me an example.
No, like,
give me one of yours.
What do you mean one of mine?
One double standard that
I asked you if double. I never said double the standard exists. I asked you.
So you don't think double standards exist?
Of course, I do think double standards exist. Like, I feel like a female girl could sleep in a bed with her friends and stuff, with female friends, and it'd be okay. But if me and you sleep in a bed, that fuck ain't cool. That's kind of batty man fuck is that. See, so that's one right there. I don't have to go into no more, but that's why that shit I need.
My boy. Man, you just went hammer that one day. You went
don't ever put me in a spot. I think I ain't ready to
stand my ground. I just needed to know. I wanted to gauge how double standardy you was getting. And you went to the extreme. This one said, wow, that was one for the books. Yo, that was one for the books. I ain't even gonna front, bro. Like, that one that take me out. Like, I would say, like a double standard, like, I wouldn't mind if my woman out and she taking drinks from a man. Like, a man buying her drinks. I don't care about that.
But yeah, like, I don't really care about that.
But I know if I go out and I buy a woman drinks, my woman probably wouldn't like that.
But then, I see you feel a lot about that, but then, I don't see nothing too wrong with
it. No, I don't see nothing wrong with it, but I feel like...
That's not a double standard I see.
But I feel like most women would feel a way if they man out there buying woman drinks.
Like, I don't think... I wouldn't be buying a lot of woman drinks, but I get female friends I know that...
We're talking about friends. This is not about...
No, just making sure, because I'm just saying that.
This is about... random women.
No, I just saying, like, when I say the double standards, it don't go friend or not friend. No matter what, that's all I'm saying, it just don't work in my senses.
Friends, I think that cancel out this
yeah, double for standard. Sure. Okay.
Like, you could buy your female. Like,
No, that cancel out. So I understand what you're saying, but I don't just be out there buying any random woman.
People do. Men do. Like I know men. I bought random women drinks before. Mm-hmm. But if you in a
relationship... While you was in a relationship?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
No. Just saying, that's like a normal thing for a lot of men to do. But if you're in a relationship, it's kind of like, what are you trying to do? Because most of the time, if you're buying a woman drink, you're trying to talk to her, you're trying to... But I buy woman drinks and walk away and not even care. Because I was drunk and I was just like...
I like.
Oh, you're buying a... Oh, okay, just pour a hot drink at my tab.
If I was in a relationship, I wasn't drinking... Because I'm of age to drink, so if I ever buy a woman drink in my life.
So you never buy a woman drink in your life?
No, I have. I think if I ever buy a woman a drink in my life, I was in a relationship, kind of.
Okay.
But not to, like.
You know, like, and not just to go, like, that bring me back. I was thinking about this the other day. Like, in a relationship, like, when you, how do you know? Because, like, people break up and don't really know they break up. If you know, that makes sense? Like, they might be separated.
Mm.
And they might, like, you don't, like, I don't even know how to phrase this correctly. But you might be separated and you might be.
Like, you still tangled. Still.
You still have a connection, but you're not together. So, like, how do you maneuver through that? Like, okay, yeah, I might want my woman back, or we might want to get back together. But in the case that we don't get back together, do I still, like, interact with other people? Do I still, like, you might not go on dates, but you might, like, if I go out, you might buy a woman a drink.
Yeah.
Or you might have a conversation with a woman that you probably wouldn't have if you was in a relationship.
Hypothetically speaking.
Hypothetically speaking.
I mean, I guess because, like, you say, you have to kind of explain that again to me.
No, I just, like, because I just feel like a lot of times in life, especially, like, even in date, like, I don't even bring it back. You're not even in a relationship. You just start to date or start to talk to a woman, and it kind of gets serious. How do you approach? Because technically you're single. I'm just going at
hyper. How do you approach?
How do you approach?
You talk, you buying other woman drink?
No, just or, how do you approach?
Mm-hmm.
You single. You recently broke it off with your girl, or you recently started dating a woman. It's like you're still attached to somebody, but you're not officially attached. How do you, like, adjust to that life? Like, it's like you're single, but, like, you're not really single. Like how do you approach that? Like, do you not, like, if a woman approach you and, like, yo, I want your number, do you give her your number?
I mean, I would have to ask you more, but, I mean, I guess you do, right? Shouldn't you give her your number? Like, I mean, if you do feel like you and her have some, like, not off rip, if she say, I want your number, you just don't just give her your number, but, like, if y'all have a conversation, I guess, and the conversation flows smoothly, and then at the end of it, then she want to exchange numbers, then I guess you do. You know? Like, because you say, if you really don't know what's happening on in the situation, then, like, you shouldn't just be, like, stand still or be firm on the fact that, like, this is where I'm at, because you really don't know where you are. So really and truly, you should just still continue living for yourself, right? Because you don't know what else happening between you and the other person, like you say. So you can't forever stay there and think about that situation, I guess, you know? So I guess you should, I ain't saying give the person your number and do all of that and exchange all of that, but if you are feeling it when the conversation do happen, I mean, if she just come to you and say, yo, I want your number, give it to me, and you give it to her, then I'm like, what kind of fucking dude you be? Like, you're a scat, man. Fuck it, that. Like, I mean, have some self-respect.
It's but because I just think about it, it's like, even growing up home,
mm-hmm.
like, it's always, like, we don't know what's dating, like, nobody really knows. It's either you're in a relationship or you're not in a relationship.
Yeah, me never went on a date until I was in college.
But that's why I try and show you, like.
Like, I went on a couple dates since then, but, like, I promise you, like, I never really went on a date from where I'm from. Like, I have went out with people and stuff. It just, we never really considered dates. One time I went to a movie with a girl when I had first finished high school, and I thought it was the worst date ever in my life. if you consider that fuck a date. And she tell me that was the worst day she ever went on in her life too. And I was like, wait,
y'all just went to the movie. So what happened, bro?
Nothing. That's why that got so bad, bro. Nothing. I don't even know if it wasn't because it's just like the conversation, nothing was good, bro. That shit was just all bad, bro. That shit was just not
bro,
good.
So this happened.
This happened a while back. And
13 years ago.
This happened in a while back. You guys put in time and eight and all kind of fuck shut your mouth.
Wow. Damn. Man, 13 years ago.
No, we could show that back. I like that at that time. We could say 13 years ago.
Yeah, you got OG, my boy.
But then I got something so old, man.
No, like, I ain't old. I got right behind you. You ain't like you're old.
Yeah, because you 12 years.
Wow.
I mean, if you right behind me, no, I ain't gonna give you 10. 12.
11.
11.
We there right there, man.
Right there.
You know what I'm saying? We in this thing. But, you know, I just feel like even today, like, it's still people, like, not really knowing how to handle, like, how did they have this thing, oh, we talking. Or we dating, or we in a relationship, and it's just like,
are we getting to know each other?
Yeah, my boy, it's so much, it's so much confusing things, bro. Like,
he just in my DMs.
Oh, like we don't just DM. Like we don't like texting is way more than just DM. Like,
do y'all text or do y'all FaceTime?
It's so much
like
to
that's
it.
A big difference.
Bro, it's so much levels.
It's fucking levels.
It's
levels to this shit.
And it's like everybody levels is different.
I ain't really trying to figure out none of these levels, man. I fuck all them fucking levels right now.
And it's just like, this space that people live in is just make things even more complicated than they already are.
And what space you living in?
What space I living in? I am single.
No, I mean, like you said, Alice, because the people that you're talking about, they're single too, but they're still living in a certain space. So, like, you single, but you single as long as they have been single too. So, you kind of in the same space as them. So
no,
when
I ain't
know,
in the same space as them.
I know. Maybe they're doing a little more. I don't mean it, like,
no,
you're doing
not.
As crazy stuff, but, like, y'all have been in the same space, even if you have fully been single for the past 3 to 4 years, right? And they have too, right? They have been, a lot have changed in that time. So I'm just asking, like, you know.
I'm single. Because I don't even, like, you trying to make it.
I was just trying to understand, but I guess this answer, the answer.
Like, okay, so, okay, I'm going to ask you the same thing. What space you in right now?
I don't know, bro. Like,
I laugh it. Yo, Esther, we need you in the building to record this stuff because I laugh because of his facial expression, but everybody can't see his facial expression. So it sounds like I'm laughing for nothing.
He's laughing for nothing.
I am not laughing for nothing.
I don't know what space I'm in, but I just in a different space. Completely, like, never been in this space before. Like, hey, yo, fuck you, lad.
Oh, man. You put me on blast so much times. I finally had an opportunity to switch it up on you. So I took the opportunity. I apologize. You know you're my dog.
You apologize to me?
Yeah, I apologize.
Nah, man,
to
you should just kick me a little more while I
don't know. No, I can't. As much as I probably could, I can't. Like, it's just, I wouldn't feel right doing that. But, like, I just had to ask you because somebody listening want to know.
I guess.
Like, so you just in a different space that you ain't been in a while. So I understand that.
Yeah, just.
That's all you need to say. Ain't even nothing more to it. It's just like, it's life. Like, and that's okay.
Still trying to understand the space.
That's okay.
I mean.
That's okay. Like, everybody to be trying to, like, solve things like it's a mad problem or something.
I tell you that there before on one of the podcasts. I don't know if you released it or not.
We probably didn't, but.
But my life used to feel like a mad problem. Not I just laying up popping.
Bro,
I realized
our
that.
Our life is actually research. Like, it's
I try and
solve our life
that
is cancer
and I was
research.
Like, this equation don't have an answer.
They don't. It's you just come every day, you try to get an answer. And you're not probably going to get
an answer. And I was like, yo, if I keep spending my days trying to get this answer,
you're going to stress yourself.
I'm going to end up being a bum in life.
Yeah, like, you just have to understand that, like, hey, I here to do what I'm doing. I here to live life. I here to enjoy life.
And like, I don't know the answer. And then whenever somebody get an answer for me, they're going to let me know. But I'm going to continue living my life.
Continue living your life. Because we in a space where, like, it's a lot going on. Like,
I mean, how much tests in school you went through that you didn't know the answer to that you get wrong?
A lot.
I know. So that's it. Carry on right there.
Like,
and you're doing well right now, right?
Like, my
without
boy,
never knowing them fucking answers.
How much times you fail stuff? Like, even in life, I failed at life. Like, I've interviewed and not got the interview.
You mean you fail at life? You didn't fail at life. You just
didn't get a job,
bro. Don't say
no,
you
no,
fail
no.
at life.
No. Like, I just talking about specific instances.
Don't ever think because you didn't get a job, you fail at life.
I'm just saying, like, I fail at that. Like, that's like a test. Like, okay. That's like school. Like, you take a bunch of tests in school.
Not like school,
but,
because school is a bunch of standardized stuff. They want you to be like everybody else. But go ahead. Say what you're saying.
No, I'm just saying, like, you might not get the result that you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That better,
yes.
Okay. You did not get the result you wanted. Does that make you stop? No, you continue to go. Like, everything is...
But then it only makes you continue to go still because you're a kid and you're stupid and you don't really know all of that extra stuff that they're trying to make you be like everybody else.
I ain't even talking about school no more, before. I don't... Out of school, what you talking about? I talk about life. No.
You might like to talk nonsense.
I'm gone. I'm out of school, dog. I came as a kid. Your ass.
I'm nobody don't take me seriously.
No, man, we just vibing, you know, something about nothing. Episode, you don't know what number this is.
Episode 2021.
You know, but like, I don't know. You know, we just wanted to come back and connect with everybody. We talked about what's going on in life. We touched on a few topics. Anything specific you want to talk about right now? Like,
I mean, we probably going to release episode in a week from now, so we could talk about what we think going to happen in it. In what we observing now in the world, besides us, you know, sports, music, what we listening to, you know, we could get into stuff like that for a little while.
Yeah, we could do that. What you got?
Like, I mean, right now we're into the playoffs. You know, basketball happening. I mean, your Lakers are already out the playoffs. LeBron James ain't as indestructible as them man thought he was. He old now for sure. Kevin Durant still looking like the beast he was 2 years ago before he get injured. Giannis still looking like the non-baller he is in the playoffs. I mean, shit just happening, man. Chris Paul is still the leader that he always was. Ain't too much change, but it's happening. That's all I say.
Nah, it's good basketball happening. I excited, like, this summer, besides the NBA, is a lot of sports happening. It's like, I don't know who might be listening, but like, right now, the VI women's playing in the FIBA America.
Yeah, I see that.
Like, the Euro Soccer 2020 tournament happening. They're still calling it 2020 because it was supposed to happen last summer. Olympics about to happen. It's a lot going. Like people don't realize that, like, all the summer stuff that was supposed to happen this year is happening.
No, all the summer stuff
last year
okay.
is happening this year.
Yep.
And this year is still happening.
Yep.
So it's like a lot of stuff is going on right now. And it's just like, it's exciting to see, man. Like you said, like, the playoffs is going. My leg is out.
All right. So this is our last end of basketball. Who you have for to win the championship?
Phoenix Suns.
Brooklyn Nets. And that's where we at. Basketball conversation over. So anyways, besides all of that, like,
my birthday coming up this summer.
Oh, yeah. What's the plans?
No plans set in stone yet. I'm going to probably be somewhere where the sun hot. They got a beach.
That means you're going to be in Atlanta?
That's the plan, to not be in Atlanta.
So I invited?
You are always invited everywhere I go.
That's it. That sounds good, man. I don't.
So we're going to see what we can make happen.
I mean, we taking a trip, right? In the next 2 weeks?
Three.
Two. By the time this out.
Oh, you're right. I can't count it now.
I know that you've been drinking. I don't write that.
I've been drinking water from
the stable mind is still here.
Here is stable mind. Stable mind. Okay. But yeah, man, we just, you know, we hope everybody having a good year. We hope everybody plan to have a safe and exciting summer. You know, something about nothing. We're gonna keep this one short because we know we need to keep going and we know y'all want to hear more from us. So we just gonna come up, we're gonna regroup.
And y'all wanna hear more from Malcolm, but I got y'all. I gonna make sure he speak more. But I understand what he was saying.
And that's fine, you know, because he don't understand what I just do to him a few minutes ago. If he in the same space he in, we gonna keep doing this.
I mean, I ain't even in a different space than
ever. You just said you was in a different space. So now you're saying you're not.
Let me drink. Why I drink it?
Oh, I thought you were the sober man. You know what, man? I gonna wrap this up. Something About Nothing, episode
221.
Love Alone. Bless.